who may be confusing them at best or deliberately misleading them at worst. As I watched the 2016 presidential campaign unfold, the words of Marie Curie never rang more true to me or felt more relevant. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. It's no surprise so many people feel fearful or unmoored these days. In this book, I will argue that we are living through one of the greatest inflection points in history, perhaps unequaled since Johann Gernsflech zur Laden zum Gutenberg, a German blacksmith and printer, launched the printing revolution in Europe, paving the way for the Renaissance and the Reformation. The three largest forces on the planet, technology, globalization, and climate change, are all accelerating at once. As a result, so many aspects of our societies, workplaces, and geopolitics are being reshaped and need to be reimagined. When there is a change in the pace of change in so many realms at once, as we're now experiencing, it's easy to get overwhelmed by it all. As John Kelly III, IBM Senior Vice President for Cognitive Solutions and IBM Research, once observed to me, "We live as human beings in a linear world, where distance, time, and velocity are linear. But the growth of technology today is on an exponential curve. The only exponential we ever experience is when something is accelerating like a car or decelerating really suddenly with a hard braking. And when that happens, you feel very uncertain and uncomfortable for a short period of time. Such an experience can also be exhilarating. You might think, wow, I just went from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 5 seconds. But you wouldn't want to take a long trip like that. Yet that is exactly the trip we're on, argued Kelly. The feeling being engendered now among a lot of people is that of always being in this state of acceleration. In such a time, opting to pause and reflect, rather than panic or withdraw, is a necessity. It's not a luxury or a distraction. It is a way to increase the odds that you'll better understand and engage productively with the world around you. How so? When you press the pause button on a machine, it stops. But when you press the pause button on human beings, they start, argues my friend and teacher Duff Seidman, the CEO of LRN, which advises global businesses on ethics and leadership. You start to reflect. You start to rethink your assumptions. You start to reimagine what is possible. And most importantly, you start to reconnect with your most deeply held beliefs. Once you've done that, you can begin to reimagine a better path. But what matters most is what you do in the pause, added Seidman. Ralph Waldo Emerson really put it best. In each pause, I hear the call. Nothing sums up better what I am trying to do with this book, to pause, to get off the merry-go-round on which I've been spinning for so many years as a twice-a-week columnist for the New York Times, and to reflect more deeply on what seems to me to be a fundamental turning point in history. I don't remember the exact date of my own personal declaration of independence from the whirlwind, but it was sometime in early 2015, and it was totally serendipitous. I regularly meet friends and interview officials, analysts, or diplomats over breakfast in downtown Washington, D.C., near the New York Times Bureau. It's my way of packing more learning into a day and not wasting breakfast by eating alone. Once in a while, though, with the D.C. traffic and subways in the morning always a crapshoot, my breakfast guests would arrive 10, 15, or even 20 minutes late. They would invariably arrive flustered, spilling out apologies as they sat down. The red line subway was delayed. The beltway was back up. My alarm failed. My kid was sick. On one of those occasions, though, I realized I didn't care at all about my guest's tardiness. So I said, no, please, don't apologize. In fact, you know what? Thank you for being late. Because he was late, I explained, I had minted time for myself. I had found a few minutes to just sit and think. I was having fun eavesdropping on the couple at the next table. Fascinating. And people watching the lobby, outrageous. And most important, in the pause, I had connected a couple of ideas I had been struggling with for days. So no apology was necessary. Hence, thank you for being late. The first time, I just blurted out that response, not really thinking about it. But after another such encounter, I noticed that it felt good to have those few moments of unplanned for, unscheduled time. And it wasn't just me who felt better. And I knew why. Like many others, I was beginning to feel overwhelmed and exhausted by the dizzying pace of change. I needed to give myself and my guests